Derek, that was pretty impressive. Galway in full flow tonight.
Yeah, look, I think it was one of them days when everything the lads touched went over the bar, you know. The scoring ratio, particularly in the first half, is very high. And a bit of a breeze. We got a bit of a run on the Sligo kickout, and then the lads were popping over the scores, and I think they got momentum from that. Look, Sligo are probably tired as well. They had a big game here against Mayo last Wednesday night. That's something we need to guard against going into the Connacht final. Sligo being great champions, 2 years under 20, and some stage lads are tired and the hunger maybe isn't quite there, and it looked a bit like that this evening.
The opening, say, 50 minutes or so was just phenomenal stuff. I'm not sure I've seen a Galway side being so prolific with their shooting.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, obviously, there. You know, I won't mention individuals, but they can all score. And when you get a run on an opposition and the guys are really going for it, that can happen. It mightn't happen the next day. We could be looking at a dour affair, you know, again against Roscommon. But we'd enjoy it. We'll get the lads enjoy it tonight. They put a lot of work into this. We've had a lot of... We're trying to move the ball fast and we're trying to get our shooters into position and get the shots off. And they went over the bar today, particularly in the first half, so that was great.
Yeah, 23 points, 11 different scorers. I know you're probably going in there and maybe repeating the line from 98, there's no cup under the table, guys, and something like that. Yeah. But it was a day when Galway were on a red heart. Did the week off kind of work in a weird beneficial to you guys that you appeared a little bit fresher, perhaps?
It definitely, as I said, the game the Sligo had here against Mayo was a battle. And for them to win that probably took a lot out of them mentally and physically. I think they won the second half 11-2. And then they've only a week to recover. These games going week. We found it very difficult as well to keep the momentum, keep the energy levels high with all of us. And I suppose we had that extra week off, which I think in hindsight, it will stand to us.
Yeah, because it was a weird... I know myself, I know we were through, but you're looking at the results from the other games, watching now, and where they left a lot of energy on the pitch. Great start, then a little sucker punch right before half time. You must be pleased the way your side reacted and kind of kept the calmness despite that little late blow.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they had another kind of a half a goal chance as well. That's when they run at you, they run so hard at you that they do open up opportunities like that. Probably not a huge surprise they got a score like that. I suppose sometimes before half time isn't a bad time to concede a goal like that rather than straight after half time, because you can come in, you can reset, and you can get yourself ready for the second half. So it was a blow, but I think when you're that distance ahead, if you can tack on a few scores, which we did kind of early in the second half, it was going to be very difficult for Sligo then. They probably needed a goal or two to really threaten. And they had a couple of opportunities again. We kind of rode our luck and we managed to get through it. And overall, I suppose we have to be very pleased.
Right down the middle of the pitch, I thought you were very impressive. You pretty lowered their kick out, won a lot of the dirty balls out in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. That's the pleasing thing, that we mixed the good scoring with the high work rate. The guys were in on the break. They were obviously, we've got a couple of guys there. They're good in the air. They were tacking the kickouts, and it does put huge pressure on the opposition. You know, then again, if you're losing them and you're pressing high, you can be under a lot of pressure at the back line. So it's a bit of a risk reward, but it worked out tonight.
Now, Saturday week, I think, isn't it? I've got my maths in track. Probably here again, potentially, against Roscommon. It was a horrible, horrible night. We played them. Different weather this evening, anyways, but it'll be a huge challenge for you guys. You're probably looking forward to now once things calm down.
Oh, absolutely. Honestly speaking, we were hoping that we would have been straight into the final. Obviously, on score and difference, Roscommon went through. This was a huge challenge for us here tonight. It's difficult to know. Roscommon have had an extra week off. Is that a bigger advantage than us having played tonight? It's difficult to know. We'll know more on Saturday week, but Roscommon are the only unbeaten team in the competition. And we were, in the end, got away out of the hide with a draw. So there'll be nothing easy against them. There never is. So we'll see. We look forward to Saturday week.
Just the amount of players that are new to intercounty football, the way they've grown, let's say, in the last 6 weeks, just be very proud of that.
Yeah, and again, as I've said before, Billy, the round robin has made a huge difference here, because in another year, you beat Leitrim, you lose to Mayo, you're gone. And we were able to recover from that, and we put in a few performances since that, and you can see the lads developing. They need game time at this level to be able to develop themselves, and you can see a lot of lads maturing. As I mentioned before, I think we were 11 guys that hadn't played for Galway before that we've used over the course of the last five, six weeks, whatever it is. and you could see them maturing and coming to it, and they seem to be enjoying it. And let's see where we can go from here.
Like, six games, it's phenomenal, really, isn't it? You know, it's
yeah, six game. And when we took on the job, you know, at under 20 level, there's a lot going on. There's colleges, guys are working, the schools, there's a lot going on. So it really is about player development, and you're trying to bring them along. And you get a win, it's fantastic like that. You know, it builds momentum. But the main thing is the guys are getting high quality game time at this level, and it's a really good platform for them.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Congrats. Okay. Great stuff. Thanks. Thank you.